it just me? Or is it getting crazier out there?
Hey everybody, welcome to the Late Late Horror Show. I am Dino, and before we get started with the show tonight, which is a good one, I did want to throw a couple things out there. Everybody, this is for everybody in the podcast world, on iTunes, everywhere you could catch your podcast. I want you guys to, if you can, in the near future, I'm going to be setting up a P.O. box and putting the email out there and everywhere so that you guys can give us feedback and everything else too. Just get you guys more involved with the show in the podcast part of this show, which is growing by leaps and bounds. So this is why I want to do this. I do want to get everybody in the podcast world more involved. So that's my main mission here. And what I want to do is ask you guys, if you guys are on iTunes, it's something that people don't do very often because they just go and listen and subscribe and that's it. But to get a review, you know, hit the 5 stars if you like us. If you don't, you know, do whatever. But you know, it'd be nice to get the 5 stars there and a little review if you guys want. I'll be reading those in the near future. Every new one that we get, I will read on the upcoming shows. So there's that. And so yeah, I would really appreciate that. Reviews very important in the podcast world. So with that said, you know, there's also a Patreon that has been started, relaunched. Never really mentioned this on the podcast before, but you go to Patreon. For a couple bucks, you can support the show. Go to patreon.com and just search up The Late Late Horror Show, the podcast that you're listening to right now. And, you know, a couple bucks or whatever helps grow the show, show some support. And in the future, I'll be reading those out too. And just for some fun, you know, just to get everybody involved and you know who's listening and stuff like that. So it would be really cool. And hopefully by the next podcast, I will be able to include a new email because I want to get this all set up right and properly. And yeah, a new email and all of that good stuff. So yeah, hopefully you guys are enjoying the show. You know, I did want to shout out there too to everybody around the world. I mean, to everybody in the United States, to Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, Bahrain, Singapore, Vietnam, France, all of you guys listening, I appreciate it very much. And again, this is why I want you guys to start reaching out if you want and corresponding. I am going to set up a voicemail too so that people can call in and leave a voicemail. I'll play on the podcast in the upcoming episodes. So yeah, lots of good stuff coming down the old pipe there. So with that said, I'm going to stop blabbering and get on to the horror movie of the week. So there you go. With that said, the trailer and then the show.
I am God's most desolate creature.
From Full Moon, the creators of the subspecies trilogy, comes a new tale of the undead.
Vampires are the spawn of many bloodlines. Some are monstrous creatures forced to hide their faces from society. Others are beings of age-old grace, walking freely through the world of mortals. A fate of endless nighttime, an endless hunger for innocent blood. For me, there is no comfort, no rest.
You don't get me.
I've initiated you into the mysteries.
There is no one to hear you. No hope of rescue. no possibility of escape.
You're becoming reckless, Ash. You're jeopardizing everything.
No!
A vampire slayer.
Frightened, Master.
You are no match for me.
Keep moving!
Soon enough, you will beg me for deliverance.
The Vampire Journals.
Hey everybody, welcome to Late Late Horror Show!
Nanu, nanu.
Yeah, another one. We got another one. Another what?
Another show.
Another show, yeah.
Another
there we go.
Crummy movie?
Oh, it's so funny, you guys. I was this close to doing another movie
that nobody cares about.
Then, which we'll get to, The Vampire Journals, 1997. Mm-hmm. A full moon feature, Ted Nicolau and Charles Band produced. In
all
a second.
You need to say to hook
but,
me in.
Oh, hell yeah. And got a lot to say.
We got him.
Got a lot to say about that. But before we were going to... I got to stop trying to find these gems lately.
I
got to
stop letting him pick movies, period.
I was going to go with The Lift, 1983. It's a movie out of Denmark. It was dubbed.
Tell you enough
it was
right
dubbed
there.
And everything. But I'm like a killer elevator. Sounds
How
different.
How could that be bad?
Sounds different, you know.
You've had killer robots, killer clouds.
Let me give it a chance.
Killer stuff.
But 10 minutes in, I said, Ted, I texted him, I said, Ted, stop what you're doing because you're about to ruin the image and the stuff. No, because this is going to be terrible.
He saved me because I was literally getting ready to go to bed. I usually
right
just,
in time.
It was on YouTube. I was going to watch it on my phone and doze off. And
yeah.
You know,
but see, I like doing movies. I like doing movies I've never seen before, good or bad.
We've done a lot of movies,
you know,
ones that you would think we have seen back in the day. You know, yeah. Stuff like Street Trash or Brain Damage. But truth be told, a lot of those we kind of missed.
Yeah,
saw a lot, but some of them.
And
we
because we hit so many gems like Street Trash, Terror Vision, all of those kind of movies. I'm looking for more, and I think every time I watch an old movie now that I haven't seen before, that, oh my God, this is going to be another great gem.
Yeah.
And there's been some duds, man, lately. And
what I text you? I go, we've done the cream. All we got left is the curd.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. It's not. I'm still going to look for them, but you know,
we'll always take a recommendation.
Yeah.
At least watch a trailer, and if it looks good. I mean, sometimes, you know, he'll like it and I don't, or vice versa. Most of the time you like it and I don't. You know, like Neon Demons
movie, The Lift was not cheesy. It just was, I don't know, man. I can't even explain what I went through when I watched the very beginning. But anyways, that was...
I got no problem chewing him out. Boy, dang you.
That was it. And another quick...
Son of a bitch.
I know, yeah. What did you do to me, man? This is terrible.
There's an hour and a half I'm not getting back.
But hey, just throwing this out to you guys too. I did just relaunch the Patreon again. So if you want to support the channel,
yeah,
that would be great. Again, I wanted to do this beforehand.
When I
had it before, I wanted to make a whole community there.
I just show up.
Where I can hang out with you guys there too. But again... We'll see how that goes, how many people come in and
I'm big
join
enough to
and
be
that.
My own community.
But, amen.
I'm pleasingly plump.
But anyways, yeah, relaunch of the Patreon. Patreon, it's down there, and that would be cool.
What, you mean it went away?
Yeah, I took it down, and then I said,
we should never take that down.
I know, I shouldn't have, but anyways, whatever.
There's one born every minute.
There is. The movie after I called him or messaged him and said, no lift. Let's do the one movie I haven't seen out of the, it's not the subspecies
it's quadrilogy. It's in the pantheon,
anything,
but it's
but
not.
But it is. It's funny how this movie, you told
it
me
shares,
about it.
It shares the environment.
Yeah, Radu was mentioned once, and that's kind of the only connection you
and
have.
And Ash appears in subspecies 4.
Right, there's a couple little things, and it's in the same
right. So basically,
universe
Vampire Journals takes place after Subspecies 4, but Vampire Journals was made a year before Subspecies 4.
Right, right.
But it actually takes place after.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I could sum this, a real quick sum up, real quickly. This movie was like Anne Rice all the way. This was
It's the best Anne Rice movie you've ever seen that Anne Rice didn't write.
Yeah. Amen. And let me tell you something, man. Vampire Journals, this was my first time watching it. I've seen the Subspecies films, and I love them. But this is an entity of itself. I mean, this is quintessential vampire goth.
For all you goth and emo people out there, this is your movie.
This is...
There's nothing in it you won't like.
It's perfect, man. This was your gothic romance.
Takes place vampires, in Bucharest, all places.
Yeah, I mean, you have that kind of...
The long hair, the trench coats, the...
Everything.
The snow.
Howlers. You know, it's very quiet, but yet the story behind it is just...
Romantic, in a way.
Yeah, there, and...
When you think Anne Rice, actually, I think this film portrays her motifs better than the movies based on her books.
Ted, I was telling myself as I was watching this, I'm like, you know... Interview with the Vampire was okay, but Tom Cruise, I never was a big fan of him in that role.
Neither was she until later on.
Brad Pitt in the role of Louis, even.
He was all right. But it was before he got big.
Ted, they were all okay. Mm-hmm. You know, even the movie was good. But when you read all the books in the Vampire Chronicles and you watch that movie, you go...
Yeah.
Because it just, you put, a different image of what you expect out of the characters, because Lestat's character is so fantastic. I mean, every character in the Anne Rice novels were fantastic in the Vampire Chronicles. But I'm like, man, if Ted Nicolau could have got his hand somehow.
Gave him some money.
In the Anne Rice universe there.
Uh-huh.
Man, what they could have done. I mean, the feel and the spirit of this movie, Vampire Journals, which I loved way more than I thought. I mean, you were kind of like, kind of made me think twice before watching it, because you're like, it's not this, like, Subspecies.
Well,
because
if you were expecting, like, Subspecies,
right,
it's very different.
Yeah, but I love this movie.
So I just didn't want to set you up where you didn't like it. I mean, I like it.
Oh, yeah.
And, it just takes place in the same universe as Subspecies. It doesn't...
Right.
You don't need to see one to inform the other.
Exactly.
If you like that Ash character, after you watch all the four Subspecies movies, well, you get a lot more of them in Vampire Journals and probably a better portrayal of him. He doesn't seem like much of anything in Subspecies 4, but he's a little bit more badass in this one.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean... there's the...
And just the locations, they shot on location in Eastern Europe like that. And it just makes a difference. It's just so... Those films, well, the Subspecies ones, they're just so much more authentic.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the first Subspecies films, and this, to an extent, because of where they're filmed and where they take place.
And
the kind of people that are in it, they're the real people that live there. Yeah. And...
It does lend a feel...
Right.
To the
Those
film.
Just have a feel that other vampire films don't have. And if knock you, Full Moon all you want. There was a time when their shit was the... That's all I was renting. I was just looking for the little Full Moon label on a tape, and that's all I needed to rent it. Albeit, it was usually...
Yeah, I mean, this was 1997, but it did have like kind of a late 80s kind of feel to it. I mean, am I wrong?
I don't think I ever rented this. When I bought... when it was kind of expensive... The Subspecies box set.
Mm-hmm.
It had all four, and it had Vampire Journals in it. And I hadn't seen it till I watched it on DVD. I never rented the tape when it came out.
Okay, yeah, no, it's...
That one I missed for some reason.
Fantastic
Probably
film.
Because I thought it was a ripoff of Anne Rice, and I didn't realize, And I wasn't really a big fan of Subspecies 4. I love the first three. Fourth one...
This made
The
me
third
like,
one could just end it right there
and
be good. No, but they had to bring that fourth one back. And, all the characters you like are gone. And
So. I still enjoyed part four, too, man. I mean...
For what it is.
For what it is, yeah.
But part five, I thought this Deadly 10 was supposed to be done already.
It seems that right now they're filming
mm-hmm.
evidently back to back to back, which means one film... and then the next film will start filming. This is what I didn't understand.
I'm dying to
when
see
that
it.
Full moon, the Deadly Ten, they're going to make film ten films over mm-hmm. the span of evidently now. I thought they were going to shoot consecutively there, you know.
Yeah, because that was pretty ambitious for them to turn out 10, yeah, I think, in a year.
But I think they made a big deal about it, and it's not really a big deal. They're going to film a movie, then film another movie, mm-hmm. and then another one.
But I think they want all of them to drop at one time or something.
Well, that's
like
not going to happen, because I know on the website...
It was supposed to have been Valentine's Day.
I know the website already states that... is it the Blade that's going to drop first?
Oh, is it? Okay.
But one of the films are going to drop first, and then...
And they're going to make you wait for some of those other ones you really want.
Yeah.
You know, Subspecies or Bride of Head of the Family. Those are going to be at the ass end.
I tell you what, though, man. Going on the website, though, thedeadly10.com, and checking out the movies, they have videos of, the production of the films.
Yeah, you can watch the whole production.
Very cool.
If you're into that kind of thing, you can... see the whole behind the scenes thing of what they do
as it's shooting. So mm-hmm. that is kind of a cool thing. So,
and that's what they kind of hyped up from the beginning. You can watch it from beginning to end.
So I think that's more of a big deal than, I thought these were all going to drop, and I'm like going, oh man, all these movies are going to be there at the same time.
We were thinking Valentine's Day, we're going to start reviewing, and
I
haven't seen a single.
But anyways,
one of them yet.
I mean, the next one. First, the Subspecies third series is the Radu.
Radu the backstory, I've heard that script has been floating around for a while,
long time.
They've wanted to do it. And I think they're going to be, some of it's going to be shot back in Eastern Europe. If they do what they did for the others, I'll be a happy customer. And
I don't think they'll ruin it because,
it's all the same people, actors, the director. They love these characters, so. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. And just that whole world, including Vampire Journals, I dig it.
And Vampire Journals has, your main characters are Ash, mm-hmm. who's the main vampire.
He's like the main vampire of Bucharest. He kind of that's his territory.
His territory, yeah. Followed by Zachary, who's another vampire.
Reminiscent of Louis.
Interview with the Vampire. And you know who Ash reminds me of? The main vampire in here reminds me a little bit of the character Marius.
Mm-hmm.
From the stories.
Wasn't he the oldest one?
He was the oldest one, the mm-hmm. most powerful, kind of, other than, the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And, he kind of reminds me of his character for some reason. And then, Zachary is more like the Louis character. There's no Lestat character in here because you can't make Lestat unless you make the film.
And Zachary is Louis. He's a vampire with a conscience.
Yes.
He doesn't live off. He'll still live off human blood, but he won't kill. He won't kill, and he can't look them in the face. He has to always attack them from behind.
Yeah, or their arm, or put off.
He can't bear to be seen.
Yeah.
Doing what he does, and. We get a little bit of his backstory. He was a poet. Show him drinking some absinthe.
Yeah.
And he was in love with a girl. I forgot her name. Rebecca, maybe?
Rebecca.
And she was turned by...
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Was it Serena? Another vampire named
you're
Serena.
You're getting them right. Yeah, Serena.
And because I saw it, but I'm trying to remember even back from when I've seen it before.
Short black hair.
Yeah.
Butch kind of.
So he ends up...
Yeah,
killing Rebecca, killing Serena, and she sired him, right?
You mean Serena? Zachary,
right?
Is that yeah?
So what
she was his man,
right? And so what he's after is to kill all the vampires of her bloodline, just to wipe them out, and any others that he, I guess, comes across. In
yeah, that was his.
And there's a little Buffy the Vampire Slayer kind of thing. He's got the sword. Of Laertes, which is a sword that belonged to a famous vampire slayer. Captain Kronos.
Carries that around
Buffy.
With him. Yeah.
But did you see the handle on that sword? The handle's...
Oh, yeah. Big.
I mean, guy's cock. I mean, it's just...
Oh, God.
It's... I mean, you can't... How do you get your hands around it?
I don't know.
You tell me.
It's a big sword, man. I don't know. They were...
because you know.
Yeah. But it's
like two of these.
But the sword belongs to Ash originally. He goes he sees the sword, he goes, "That belongs to me."
Yeah.
And I like how he tries to
like swap. Like, I'll give you the sword if you give me Sophia. And he's like, yeah. No, I'll take Sophia and the sword. But there's another character, Sophia. Let's introduce Sophia, too. And so you got Ash, the main vampire, Zachary, and Sophia. I got a funny story about that.
Sophia, yeah. All right? She's got, you know.
She's a very pretty girl. I think all the girls in these movies have been very...
I was watching an episode of Seinfeld when I was eating dinner tonight. It was the Mulva Dolores episode. Yeah. And I swear to God, I thought that was her. I thought that was her. I had to look it up because they look a lot alike.
Yeah,
it wasn't her. It wasn't her. But for a second, I was like, oh, what a great story.
That's Mulva.
If that had been her.
That would have been cool.
But it wasn't her. She'd been in a ton of stuff, but not that.
Wow. Okay, yeah, no, that's interesting. You know what's another
thing? Yeah, the Junior Mints episode, if you don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. Where Jerry couldn't find...
Couldn't remember her name.
Couldn't remember the girl's name, but still went out with her.
It rhymed with a female body part.
Yeah, her name rhymes with a female body part. And he's like, Mulva? Dolores?
That's at the end he realizes what it is. Dolores!
He screams out the window. But, yeah.
For a second, I thought it was her. Really, she had like the same kind of teeth. And
oh, my God.
But she's a concert pianist that Ash becomes. And Ash is very much known for being, you know, he's an artsy-fartsy vampire. He likes the arts, he likes music, loves beautiful women.
Yeah.
And he's become very smitten with Sophia.
And he's taken over this kind of, what is her house? Like
It's like a private club.
Like a private club. It's got a bar, a dance club kind of thing. Shit.
I can't remember what it's called.
Son of a bitch. The name of the... Anyways, it's
but like... It's like a...
Kind of like a dance club bar kind of, but more of a home?
I would say it's a mix. It's a gentleman's club. It's a
gambling,
entertainment, music, brothel.
Yeah, it's got all of those things in there.
There's probably a cocaine den in there.
Yeah. All run by a woman who is not a vampire.
Right, she works for them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are vampires there. And there are even some people who come there as willing consorts, willing
victims.
In Buffy, I think, before this movie, where there were people that would just, you know, let vampires suck on them.
Oh, yeah, that's always been a thing, too.
You know. You did that.
Submissive. Yeah.
You let that one dude suck on you a little bit.
Well, it's got to be dude.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
One lady picked me up one time. I had no idea she was a vampire. But, remember, kept me in that closet for, a month and a half?
Then you came out of the closet.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, man.
Everything's just kind of going that direction for you today.
You were something else. But yeah, I mean, that was kind of a tragic story, and you know, I ended up in the hospital for anemia.
Yeah.
And you know,
remember you got that Puerto Rican guy's blood, and you were hankering for habaneros for a month.
I ate tamales for a whole week straight for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You know, it's kind of a
tamales.
When I was working at one of the hospitals, there was a guy who had to get a transfusion. As I'm walking out of the room, I remember he yelled out, "Make sure it's not Puerto Rican blood."
Oh, my God.
Like I have any control. It doesn't say on the unit when it comes up. You know?
What? Yeah.
So, you know, I'm getting the blood all hooked up, getting ready, and as we're walking out of the room, you know, because two nurses have to check in. And I was just like, you know, if you start getting a taste for rice and beans.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yo, that's so bad. Blood is blood. But anyways.
You know, that's old people. You know, it's just...
Nah, I know, yeah.
You know, that's just... You know, like that... Wasn't it an All in the Family?
Oh, yeah.
Archie
Bunker. He went to go donate blood, All in the Family, Archie Bunker.
No, he got blood. There was one where he got a transfusion.
Oh, yeah, he did. But he was... The episode where he was at the blood bank, and he was given blood, and Lionel, who was the black neighbor... came in and...
Going to be an electrical engineer.
he told Archie that he only sweeps up here at the blood bank. Because Archie's like, you know, he isn't giving his blood. You know, they got special,
special
blood banks for, you know, different races, I guess.
You can't mix them up.
You know, if you haven't watched All in the Family...
You don't get it. Man.
It's such a bygone era and, you know...
But that was the point of the show, to point like that out...
Yeah.
The hypocrisies and of the older generation.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, to
very interesting
to get people talking about it.
I mean, and one of my favorite shows of all time, but yeah. I mean, there's a
that was the point of it.
None of that.
It probably comes off
anymore
as sounding like a very racist show.
Oh yeah,
but what it did was it stimulated conversation.
It brought out the issues, you know, and actually helped
before they became issues. Really,
yes. And I think tried to somewhat help.
Right.
The
because
whole,
he always kind of came around at the end.
Yeah.
And, and realized, you know, maybe, you know, I was kind of wrong.
Well, and the whole show itself revolves around Archie, who is this dumb-witted white guy who doesn't mean any harm by what he does.
A very typical stereotype of a white guy back in the day.
He's got a heart, but everything that he says and, you know, kind of comes out the wrong way because of that generation of... Mm-hmm. People who came up, you
when
know,
it comes down to brass tacks, he really isn't,
right?
You know,
right.
That way, but
some of my closest friends are. But anyways, but getting back to Vampire, you know, another thing about Ash, the main vampire in there, I was looking at his IMDb and stuff like that. It's like soon after this, like 2003, like, you know, it's like, you know, a few years after this movie, which he didn't do too much after.
Well, he can't do any movies after this. He burnt up at the end. You saw it right there in the movie,
but I'm wondering if something happened to him or something. I should have read up a little bit more on the IMDb on the
guy. Someone out there will do it for us. You know?
But yeah,
just say what he did, and someone will come out there
because he wasn't that old in here.
No, sucking all that blood, you might have got the AIDS.
But the actual
vampires get
that
stuff.
Now I Ted,
that's an interesting story.
Now I wish.
What if the vampires like would spread the disease? Any disease?
No, because their system destroys any enemy germs or virus.
Oh, really? What
that
books on vampire anatomy are you reading?
I'm not going to get into it, but come on, Ted.
All right.
You know
common
the backstory. But yeah, he. I wish I knew the name of the place now that they were at the. The Hacienda. Let's call it the Hacienda.
I don't know. It was some, you know...
The Serrano.
Le Fantastique or...
Whatever.
I can't remember the name of the joint, but it's a joint where basically you can do whatever you want to do. It's a private club, you know? I mean, members only kind of deal.
But he had his underlings there, too, which
which
were consisted of a younger female vampire who was infatuated with him named Cassandra.
Yes, and she's actually been around a couple hundred years, but he's really got her under his thumb, as he does with all of his vampires that he has sired, and he really takes control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's
he doesn't let them out of this the house at all.
Yeah, she's always wanting to go out and hunt, and he won't let her. Like, yeah, you know what the fuck you're doing. You know,
we'll bring the victims to you guys,
right?
His underlings, and you guys can drink and do your thing here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's her and the other... what's the name of the other guy?
Demetrius. Demetri, the homosexual vampire.
Yes, yes. And,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
And he was friends with the other guy who was...
Are people...
Emmanuel?
No, it was...
Lebanese.
It doesn't matter what
I don't,
his name
it doesn't,
was.
Yeah.
But there
he's
are
the inconsequential
people
one, but, yeah.
that know vampires exist that have dealings with Ash.
Oh, that's who he is. Yeah, yeah.
Or actually, well, like the late, actually the person that you're talking about, he gave. I think he's already a vampire.
Yeah, he is.
He gave him. For instance, this happens towards the beginning of the film, and you start. This is kind of establishing his character, where you know the deal is. You know, if I. Turn, you know, if I turned this guy and, and gave him immortality,
right.
Half of your money, because I guess he's a wealthy guy, half of all your wealth goes to me. And he finds out that he's been holding a little bit aside for his children.
Would you even do that?
And, you know, he's like, I'll rip your children apart. You give me my money, bitch. Where my money, man? Where my money?
How can you tell a vampire?
I can't remember the guy's name.
If I pass away, I'll give you all my money. I mean, that's the dumbest thing in the
world.
Or
I think he's already, because he was given the gift, he has to give, but he still wanted to kind of provide for his children. Like, maybe his children think he's dead, but he was, you know, or something,
right.
I don't know, but he wanted to keep this money somewhere for his kids. No, 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 no. And, he, you know, even when he does supposedly make things right, he's still not, Ash is still not happy, ends up killing them all, so.
Well, there was something shady going on. He betrayed me. Yeah, and
I think even when he's trying to fix it, they're still doing something shady.
That was a cool scene, too, where, he cuts off his head, and he's still alive, and he's
The head's still talking.
Yeah, he's like, and he puts him in the fireplace, or the fire, and just burns him.
Hot stuff, this is crazy shit.
But
I'm going crazy.
What the
hell? Yeah, that cook from the Three Stooges movies, he's in the kitchen, and he's always slipping on blood and shit. This house show going crazy.
Oh, that's good stuff.
This place show is crazy.
It's a shame nobody can get in our heads, man.
It's a weird place.
What we're talking about, man. But anyways, Three Stooges and that cook.
It'd have been so much of a better movie.
When he puts that raincoat on and comes in and he's slipping. But anyways,
The plumbing we will go. You gotta watch.
Okay, so there's those characters in that house and stuff, and so Sophia is playing at a concert and Ash is kind of like stalking her.
Mm-hmm. And, on the way home.
Yeah,
and creeping on a come up.
Yeah, I mean, anybody be like, "What the hell are you doing?" But
Zachary's watching.
Yeah,
because he's after Ash. That's why he came there.
Yeah, yeah.
He came there to get Ash, and
he got Ash.
He's gonna get some Ash, and Ash is known amongst the vampire
community. He knows when you've been.
He knows sleeping. Music. He knows. Yeah. Pretty girls, that's going to draw him out.
That was when he's been awake, too, but, yeah.
So Zachary kind of...
I think he knows when people's been good or bad.
Cock-blocks him, so to speak. Vamp-blocks him. So Ash can't get her.
So be good.
He starts, he walks her, because Ash gives her a rose.
Oh, for goodness sake.
The card to his club.
What? Oh.
And, then like you were saying, he's following her home. I mean, evidently she's just walking down some dark Bucharest street. That's got to be safe.
Oh,
it's like a third world country over there, isn't it?
I can handle myself. I lived in the streets of
New York.
I lived
in New York. I can. Yeah, well.
This ain't New York, baby.
And Zachary, cock blocks Ash, walks her home. You notice these guys all walk around. They're pale as death. You can blatantly see fangs. No one says anything. Yeah, whatever. I mean, if you saw some guy looking like Zachary walking around,
all they need to do,
you're like,
well, all they need to do is look in the eyes, and they convince you otherwise.
I don't know. I'd be telling him he needs to get his ass to an orthodontist.
Why? They, other than the fangs, the teeth looked in good shape.
They probably come up to you and start saying they want to suck your blood and stuff. What would you say?
Depends who it was.
I don't know. What if Zachary came up to you and said he wanted to suck your blood?
If Sophia did, that's different.
Oh, I don't care. I'd tell her to suck her ass on out of here.
Huh. Oh, man.
But Zachary, you'd chew her away. You'd chew him away. I'd be like, you some kind of freak, boy.
What the hell I want him sucking my blood for?
I don't know. What if he could make you immortal?
Well, I mean, okay. I mean,
Then you got to suck on blood. Guess every day. Disgusting.
But you get to live forever.
And why do they all do it so messily?
No,
they always get it all over their face.
It's because it's a horror movie, so they got to show the blood and stuff.
Do it neatly.
A true vampire would be spotless.
Very clean. Yeah, clean. That's what I like. I'd be like the Jerry Seinfeld.
That's what
I've very clean.
That's what I've been taught. you make sure. Then nothing's left behind. So, Sophia...
Yes.
...is...
she's a little smitten with Zachary. Thinks he's not bad.
Is
all,
she?
All fangy and everything.
Yeah, I mean, Zachary, he kind of... when they first meet, Sophia and Zachary, when they're kind of confronting each other and stuff the whole time...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what she's seen him in him, because basically he had that face and he was, like, warning her the whole time. Like, she's... when she's trying to talk nice to him and he's going... You gotta leave.
Yeah.
Don't just lock
your windows and doors. Don't walk alone at night.
Yeah, would you think the guy has any interest in you if he's talking to you that way?
I don't know. Well, she was scared of the other guy, and then the next day when she's leaving, a car pulls up and it's his.
There's some nice breasts in this movie.
A few. Actually, you see some in the first 4 minutes. So I mean, that's full moon though. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, full moon, man. They give you full moons and full breasts.
They don't waste no time, man.
Full moons and full breasts.
All right, opening credits.
How do you like your breasts? Teriyaki, sweet and sour?
Sweet and sour.
Oh, okay.
Sweet and sour.
So,
Pop
up with a flapjack.
And that's when she gets offered... What's her nuts? Iris, whatever her name
Iris,
is?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one, the non-vampire that works for Ashy.
Says, her establishment.
He would... Yeah, supposedly it's in her name.
She's the caretaker.
And she says that Ash would like her to perform a private concert for $1,000.
Ooh! And she her eyes perk up.
Oh, yeah. Forgets all about the creeping on a come-up that he was doing. She said that he was, you know, merely making sure she got home okay.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But, you know, the thought of, you know, a G kind of turns her opinion around a little bit.
Yeah, one G kind of changed her mind.
One G.
She's like, yo, man, you going to give me one what?
And.
One grand.
I don't know where's a good time to mention it in.
Right here.
In this movie, but this movie does something different that other vampire movies doesn't do. And I told you about it ages ago.
Huh.
Is when they bed down for the day.
Ooh, I like when they bed
down.
The
vampire kind of disintegrates, corpsifies.
Yes.
Which is actually...
They crumble into...
Not dust, but like a desiccated corpse.
Yeah.
And then when sunset arrives, they kind of reform into their more human form.
As soon as the
form.
Sun goes down, they go...
And I've never heard of that in any kind of... vampire lore or anything like that, or I've read it in any story.
I'm trying to think, yeah.
So, and I've never seen it in any other film that I know of.
I'm thinking somehow I have, but I can't remember if I have.
So I don't know if that's a completely bona fide original idea.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
When you were going to explain that, you picked up a pencil.
Oh, I don't know
And
why.
I was wondering, were you going to use the pencil to kind of...
No, I thought I might do the rubber pencil trick.
Okay, so it had nothing to do with explaining the whole vampire thing.
I might state.
Oh! Maybe that's what you were thinking.
I don't know.
Ah,
no, I don't know.
Quite interesting.
But that part of the film, I think, is very unique and interesting.
Yeah, that did it for you, huh? Did you enjoy
it?
But
I think that... Am I wrong? Is the Ash character the only one that does it, or do the others do it too?
I'm trying to think if they showed anybody else do that. Because I know I've seen Ash, but...
And Ash is... I guess he's a little bit more powerful...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
...than some of the other vampires. Yeah. I mean, they show them all doing that Radu kind
it's
of flying
possible.
Shadow
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, it's
they
quite possible.
They all do that. Although the way they did it in Subspecies was a little bit more cool, I think. Here it just looks like a plain old shadow, whereas before you... And so you got the long stretching shadow of Radu. I seem to remember.
I'm trying to think if it's any. Yeah, maybe it was a little different. Yeah,
a little bit more artistic. Maybe.
Maybe the lighting wasn't exactly.
But
if
he is a little bit more.
Maybe
powerful.
The guy who was doing that and worked on set with that, the lighting guy just died.
Yeah, maybe
and he
Yvonne
wasn't around
wasn't available that day or something like that.
And the guy goes, "I can't get it the same
I
way,
can't
Ted
get it
Nicolone."
The same way.
And Ted said, "Ah, it's okay.
That's right.
It's okay. It looks good. You got shadow there. No, that's all we need."
So if he is a little bit more powerful, maybe it's just because we do find that Radu was the one who created him.
Right.
Ash is Radu's fledgling.
Yes. And there's a point when Ash walks out of the door and he says something, but he says it exactly like Radu. And then stops and starts talking in his normal voice. Yeah. And I wonder if he did that on purpose. Just to show that he sounds just like Radu.
Yeah, in some species four, Ash doesn't.
It's quite interesting.
Ash seems like a kind of like a weenie, comes off as kind of weak in subspecies four. You know, that's why.
Oh yeah,
in this
wimp.
Film, he's a
total
little,
geek.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, sometimes you want potato pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you want flour. So.
Sometimes you get.
Ash just...
Mashed potatoes when French fries is what you really
want. Yeah, I mean,
want.
Ash just... He wanted potatoes.
So what happens after this? She goes to that concert. She goes to play that concert. He ain't going to let her go.
No. I like how she sits down at the piano, Sophia. Mm-hmm. Sweet wine. And
she
sits down and starts playing. Ted, I ain't even talking to you. I'm talking to them out there because you've got some strange, weird affliction... With your taste. Anyways, although, you know, you married, you know, good. But
Married against type.
but Okay, I'm... Shut up! So where was I going with this?
She was playing the piano.
Yes, I like when she sat down at the piano.
You like that part.
And she started to play. Because Iris goes, play, start. Mm-hmm. And she starts and she plays.
And there's nobody there.
Nobody's there. But as soon as she starts playing and she ends it, she took quickly the camera pans and they're all clapping like this, like the assortum of vampires and his underlings. The
theater of vampires.
Oh, reminded me of that too from the Vampire Lestat, the theater of the vampires.
Or Interview with the Vampire, I'm sorry. That's where the theater of vampires was.
Right. But, you know, the little theater that, you know, Lestat opened up to put on what he wanted to for real people.
Uh-huh.
Who were not vampires, because he went against the grain.
The grain. So, I think he's got his... Well, he's going to start sucking on some of her
blood. We leave the little gaps in.
That's right.
We don't take them out.
Mm-mm. You guys have to watch those two.
Silence.
That's the best stuff.
So... So anyways, so Sophia is basically, you know, he takes her.
Yeah, he starts sucking on the blood. Why do they do it like over days? Why can't they just do it all at once?
Yeah, I don't know, because I would say if he drunk the blood all the way out to the point of she's got to make a decision. You live or you die. Eternal life or death.
He wanted to toy with her like a cat with a June bug for a little bit?
Is her decision going to be any different now or a week from now?
I don't know.
After she's been tortured for a week, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
So, they should have just immediately, you know.
Would have saved some time. Is there any other subplots going on in this? I don't think so.
No, I mean, it's a basic storyline. You know,
Zachary tries to get in the place. He gets kicked out at first. But then, Ash goes to see a... Well, I shouldn't go to see. He visits a seer.
Yeah.
And she, you know... tells him that, you know, this has been predicted, you know, this is going to happen.
This is the way.
But that he's going to win, that Ash is going to win.
Yeah.
Well, she was completely wrong.
Yeah, she was a genuine psychic.
Yeah. It'd have been great if it was the mummy from Subspecies 2 and 3.
Right, yeah.
That would have been a good mummy.
I did enjoy that. The mummy.
She was fantastic.
Yeah, she was pretty powerful herself, but, but basically Zachary wants to come to the place and gets invited by Ash to come and enjoy an evening.
Yeah, he said, I'll give you a consort, I'll give you shelter from the sun, and I'll even let you see Sophia, but you just, you know, you call off your dogs. And he's stupid and he does it. It doesn't take much to sway Zachary from his sworn mission.
Well, I mean, he wanted to get in there. Quickly.
I mean, I guess that's his leg in the door, maybe.
Yeah,
but.
Because they shunned him, you know, before that, and he's not going to take on the whole place, you know, but,
If it was Angel, he would.
Right?
Angel would have taken them all on.
Yeah, he would have. Yeah. And won!
Probably.
But, in the end, Zachary pretty much, you know, he takes that sword. What is the sword again?
Sword of Laertes.
Yeah, and misses Ash as he's taking the blood from Sophia and cuts his arm instead, and it like just stops right in his arm.
Even before that, doesn't Ash purposely take Sophia to show him Zachary?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's sucking on some chick's arm, you know, Sophia, no! And then
because Zachary Ash had all this planned in his head.
And he even
to make Sophia
Iris,
see that Zachary is also a beast.
He gives that Iris instructions, you know, when he's asleep, you get that door open, blast him with some sunlight, and dispose of his remains.
Yeah. But, Ash isn't a man of
but
his
she
word.
Actually, you know, she,
that's
she
for sure.
Iris ain't a big fan of Ash.
No.
And she actually just sets Zachary free to go do.
Yeah, she kind of helps him out. I mean, while Ash is taking the blood from Sophia and working on turning her.
Yeah, he's getting her to that point where she's about to die. And
Iris
is
helping out.
Life or death, what do you want? She chooses life, as most people probably would.
Life or death.
Yeah. So,
And he's got that big, long crack nail that he, you know, Now he opens a vein. She's sucking it all up. And, you know, he's got the blood all over his lips.
You are now my fledgling.
You are now my fledgling, my darling. Or whatever. Something like that. They'll be together forever, sucking blood forever. And blah, blah, blah.
What?
Sucking blood
forever. What kind of attitude is that for the film?
I don't know.
This is
always sucking
you're
blood.
You're vampire shaming all the time.
You know. You got to suck their blood.
What's wrong with that?
They got to suck your blood. It's a big suck fest. Everybody's sucking something.
The mouth is a beautiful thing.
I guess.
Yeah. Except for those cold winter nights when you need chapstick.
Mm.
You ever get the cuts on the side of your and from just being chapped and it just
hurts? I just like to do. I like to give myself paper cuts there.
You still doing that? Are you still doing that?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get my mouth wide like the Joker's.
But you gave up for a while. You're back on it, huh? You're back on that slit train?
Yeah, why so serious?
You're back on that slit train?
Back on the slit train. Back on the slit train.
You can't get on the slit train because, I mean, it's just...
I've always been on the slit
slippery.
Train, buddy.
It's all slippery.
I've all been
it's on a slippery slope, Ted.
It's a slippery slope.
Slit train's a slippery slope.
Oh, God.
And it depends if it's clean or not. You know, you also get yourself a tetanus.
Well, you set them on a fire hydrant for half an hour or so and clean it out. What? And then maybe.
So, yeah, the Vampire Journal.
Oh,
basically, yeah, let's go back to it again. Zachary pretty much saves Sophia. Well, it doesn't save her.
Well, he hacks into... Because the idea is the only way you can...
The story end, Ted?
The only way you can attack a vampire like Ash is when he's in the throes of feasting.
Yes.
And he can't... So that's
when his mind is preoccupied.
Right. So that's when, you know, Zachary, he gets that sword back, you know, with that big dick stick of a handle. Oh. And he's going to whack Ash.
Watch your language.
But Ash, you know, turns around, just gets it in the arm. Doesn't even cut his arm off. It just kind of embeds
You know what
his
a
arm.
Language is? A dirty language is it's a dirty word sandwich.
Oh, yeah. I like those.
Go on.
With mustard. And,
You all right there?
So he and Sophia hightail it down to the cellar.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ash is in pursuit, and everybody's, you know, I think even that Cassandra's running after him, too.
Should I call this episode Ash?
Ash. Ash! Like, and where do they end up? They end up in the place where the piano is.
Yeah.
And it looks like Ash.
This is where Elton John got the title for that song, Piano Man.
Yeah, Piano Man, from this movie. It was 20 years after he started making records.
Yeah.
But,
he was a big fan.
It looks like he and Ash are going to go at it a little bit. Ash somehow got he's still got that sword, I think.
Yeah, he's got the sword.
He's got the sword, because it was in his arm, and Zachary ran off without it. Bad
he's
move.
He's got the sword.
So he finds, like, a microphone stand, and he's going to whoop his ass with that.
Well, it's not him. Ash that starts fighting him. It's Cassandra.
Yeah, then he gives the sword to Cassandra. Like,
says fight her, even though she was scared of him a few minutes before.
You know, she swings that big sword around a little bit.
Yeah, and she swings it like she owns it.
Yeah, and then he ends up,
you know. She got the right stuff, you know, like Tom Cruise. All the right
what do
moves.
They call it? You know, open spitzer and kind of, you know, spikes her with that microphone stand.
And Ash goes,
yeah, what does he do? He takes off, right?
He takes off, man.
He sees that. He's like, oh, because he's got Cassandra, you know, not Cassandra.
Sophia.
Sophia. And, oh, shit, lets her go. Phew, runs.
Yeah, he lets Sophia go and runs.
And she's vamped now, right? She's going to turn. Yeah. There ain't no going back. She's sucked on his blood.
She's getting an empty feeling already. She's hungry. I think she even said, is there a Wendy's around?
Is there a Wendy's? I need a Frosty.
I need something to throw up.
And I tell you what.
I got bit by the bat.
It's not the case with all full moon movies, but many full moon movies don't have that great of an ending. This is kind of one of them. You know, Ash kind of gets backed into a corner where there's sunlight, gets knocked down a staircase, poof, burns up. He's gone. And there's nothing left for
what's wrong with that?
Sort of anti-heroes, I guess, you know, Zachary and Sophia. There's nothing left for them to do except
and
to go
in this,
hide and wait it out.
This all is happening in the theater because they escaped through the tunnels underneath the ground.
Right.
And it led to them going into that theater
those
where
are
Sophia
real
played
Bucharest,
her piano.
sewers.
Underground, yeah. Rail. It's the Underground Railroad.
I didn't know it went as far.
Harriet Tubman took...
how'd they get across the ocean? They
many
rode
a slave through there.
Oh, they rode across the ocean.
Yeah.
Yep. Rode across the ocean.
We call the tipsy boat, the tipsy boat. Right.
And, you know, they have nothing left to do but to wait it out. And she's turning. He's laying there at this sword. And that's kind of where it ends. Leaves it open-ended for a sequel.
What if somebody woke up and, I mean, opened the door and caught them laying in there?
Well, it would be an oh-shit day for them.
Yeah, okay.
So.
But yeah, I'd love to see a Vampire Journals too.
Never happened. You know, obviously, you know, subspecies.
Charles Band moved on to, what's that Bong movie?
Evil Bong. There's been about 19 of those.
Slime Ball Bolarama. He said, you know what? We're going to go a little different direction here.
We're going to switch gear. We're going to put the brakes on that.
We're gonna this start is a go. This. Yeah. Yeah, let's appeal to the new younger generation.
We got to get back to kids getting high, getting to the back seat.
Yeah.
Right, people got to rent these tapes.
Kind of digital download there, see? Yeah.
So, yeah, we never, you know, it's got an ending, but it did leave it open if there was to be further adventures, but now, you know, 38 years have gone by and... You know, no one's going to do those movies now.
No.
So
well, he's doing Red.
I guess so.
So,
about damn time.
Yeah, it took him forever, but Charles Band said, "Let's greenlight it."
You know, let's wait.
I think he was drunk one night and he signed the papers.
He was just waiting for us to really want it.
He's drunk and he signed the papers.
Waiting for half the population to die. And
he said, "Puppet Master, sure, Blade.
Wow,
let's do a Blade."
They could keep churning those out forever.
Guy came up and said, "Head of the family, let's do Bride of the Head of the Family." He said, "Let's do it."
You know what the sad thing is? They've had a statue of that Bride of the Head of the Family 20 years. 20 years you've been able to buy a little statue of that on their website.
Yeah.
It ain't been no damn movie.
Oh, man.
But that's kind of where the movie... I shouldn't say it's kind of where it ends. That's where it ends. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a bad movie. It's not a five-star vampire movie. But it, if you like that gothic kind of stuff, if you like the...
What would you give it out of five?
3.5.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
3.5.
Yeah, I'm there. 3.5.
You know,
as much as I love this and I love the gothic tale... You know, that it encompasses...
Ash was pretty good. I think some of the other actors could have been a little stronger.
Yeah, I mean...
Especially the Zachary character. Someone just a little... I don't know. A little stronger.
I liked Zachary
he seemed like
more
he was
than
wavered,
I liked Ash.
Wavered a little bit, you know, like... You know, he just fell under, you know, under... You know, he just took the Ash's...
Spit it out, Ted.
Idea, you know, here, I'll give you this, this, and this, and you give me the sword and call off your dogs, and it just seems like he did that way too easily.
Okay.
You know, I mean...
I hear you.
Maybe that should have went another way, but it is what it is, and it worked out.
Yeah.
So, but if you like the goth, you like the emo, you like the Anne Rice, you know, the Barnabas Collins type of vampire, not a vampire with a soul necessarily, but a vampire with a conscience, this would be the movie for you. And there's very little in it that I think they wouldn't like. So,
if you like vampires, blood, and sucking, this is good for you.
That's why he liked it so much. He gives it 5 stars. 5 stars for sucking.
I give it a 3.5. Also,
but I think that's
my
Letterbox.
That's my Letterbox score.
And you know, that's full moon movies are rated differently than other movies.
I even think Ted knows what a Letterbox is.
It's where you put the mail in. That's what they used to call widescreen tapes when I used to buy.
There's another social.
I've heard of it.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay.
But I don't partake.
I thought.
What am I going? What am I going to go on social media for? What? Oh, I like that too. What?
Don't you want to put your score for movies you watch on Letterboxd?
Why?
So people can look at it and go, "Wow, you give
Who
it a 3.5."
Who in their right mind would go on a website to see what other people think of a movie?
Isn't that what we do?
I do it because you asked me to come over.
IMDb.
I don't give one...
It's 6.5. Oh, I don't know.
I mean, if we're just waxing poetic right now, I don't give one rat turd.
So if we see a movie and it's got a 3 score and all the reviews and stuff are saying it's crap, should we watch it still?
Depends.
Okay.
See, I know.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I've seen three movies
now in my life where I can see a little bit of a movie, you know, a trailer or a couple of previews here and there online, and I can pretty much tell if it's something I'm going to like. Once in a great while, I might be wrong. But for the most part, I know what I like.
Call him Mr. Know-It-All.
Not Mr. Know-It-All. I just know what I like. Yeah. I know what kind of stuff I dig.
You do.
And a piece of your table just fell out.
That's all right. Keep going. That's
all and right. Hope it doesn't collapse. So
just for aesthetics.
And I don't watch other people's reviews of movies. I don't need their validation to, you know, to say if I liked it or not.
Good for you.
I mean, you know, I might have...
What would you call that? Standing your ground?
No, just if I like it, I like it. I mean, you know...
Hail Marys?
Well, you know...
What?
I can't expect everybody to think, you know, like Mad Max Fury Road is the greatest thing in the world. But, you know, when I saw it, I thought it was the greatest thing in the world, you know? Or, you know, I mean...
Damn near.
Am I going to read somebody's review of the old King Kong and, to, you know...
I don't know.
You think they're going to sway me from thinking it's the greatest movie ever made?
And, sway you.
You know? I'm not going to sway you.
Are you a baby again?
I don't read other people's reviews.
The diapers on?
On the baby?
No. Forget it.
Myself?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're good to have, like, if you're going to a concert or something, you don't want to have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, so.
But you could also get a Texas catheter for that, too. That's a condom catheter for people who don't know. It's a little condom you put on your pecker. They don't have these for women.
Yeah.
And you can hook a catheter tube to it. And you can have a leg bag right here.
Sounds good.
And you can go to a nice concert or festival, and you can just piss and piss and piss, and you ain't got to worry until that leg bag starts getting heavy, because, you know, then the straps on your leg, it'll start weighing down.
Ted's a sick individual.
Yep, yep.
His favorite movie is Human Centipede. There's Vampire Journals. There's another shoe in the book, another movie review.
That was a good
by
choice.
By us dimwits.
And, that was a good choice.
Yeah, no.
I hadn't seen that in a while, so.
I'm glad I seen it, and, you know.
And it's free on Tubi if you want to watch it.
It's free on YouTube, too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. If you download the Tubi app, they've got actually tons of Full Moon movies. Subspecies, Puppet Master, tons, actually. Quite a few.
Yeah, they got...
That are free to watch.
A lot.
With some brief commercial breaks, if you can tolerate that.
Brief?
Very brief, like less than a minute usually.
That's not bad. It's when it's like 3 minutes that drives me nuts.
No. Most of, I watched it on Tubi, and most of the time it was like a 30-second commercial. I think once it was like two commercials, but it was only like a minute total. So it gets you back to the movie really quick. So
okay.
I don't mind that so much. I mean, hell, the kind of commercials I was used to watching growing up as a kid, people got no right to complain.
No kidding. But anyways, there you go, you guys. Appreciate you guys watching if you made it to this point. And
I think this went on longer than the movie.
And until next time, you guys, peace out.